Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 36, and the call of the flute calls you to the podcast. And I have to tell you something, I've been playing much more complicated things on my flute throughout the week. I've been playing my flute quite a bit, and I never, ever, I don't play this the theme song, you know, and it's very simple. And I have to tell you, I had to do about five or six takes today to get it to what I just got it, because I kept messing it up. And, you know, I don't know. It just was just one of those things. I'm just admitting to you, I'm getting vulnerable with my audience and letting you know that the theme song, it took me some work. As a matter of fact, last night, before I went to bed, I just kind of tried to play it to remember it. Because I don't practice that. You don't really need to practice it. Well, maybe I do. Obviously, I do. But I've been playing some more complicated riffs, which I was going to play a little bit for you, but I already put the flute. I'm going to leave the flute away. Leave the flute for the end. And another time, I'll get a little complicated on you here. But, you know, I'm doing this on a Sunday afternoon. And, you know, kind of a little bit later than I wanted to. The whole day is just kind of, I got up late. I was up late. I mean, I stayed up late. Which I stayed up late anyway, but I stayed up super late and then got up super duper late. And I woke up to a text from my next door neighbors, the wonderful managers, Aaron and Janet, informing me that there are two muffins over in their place that are mine if I want them. So, you know, I texted them back and I said, hey, I just got up here and... You know, I'm just basically, you know, I got to check something here and make sure this thing is working. Okay, sorry, I just had to check something. I don't usually stop the podcast. Today, I'm off. I'm a little off. I got to say, I just look like, I was looking at the, you know, the sound waves and the way, and it looked a little, something would look a little shakier, but I don't normally look at this, and I got paranoid, so I wanted to hear what it sounded like. It sounds fine. So now I leave everything in. I leave all the mistakes in. This is warts and all, folks. Warts and all. Anyway, I was saying that there's a muffin waiting for me. So I texted them, but they said they would be back in an hour. And that was about 3 or 4 hours ago. I told them I texted them saying I was about to do my podcast, which was a few hours ago. And so I'll have to afterwards, after I get done, it's the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to text them. And see if they're home, so I can, you know, I can get those muffins, because I'm obsessed with sugar. I've been and I think about waiting for these muffins. It reminds me of like when I used to wait for the drug dealer. You know, you'd be anticipating the phone call, you know, and waiting for them to come. And that's how I feel about the muffins. The muffins are my new drug. No, I've been messing around with drugs. I've been messing around with sugar for about 6 weeks solid, but not a lot. I got to just what I normally do, and I've talked about this before, is I have like these once a week cheat moments, and I've done very well with that. But then what's happened is I just started to mess around with just a little cheat moment here every day, but they were very small for the most part. You know, occasionally a little bigger than the normal. Haven't really binged. I'm pretty honest here. Haven't gained any weight, but the problem is that I'm so obsessed with sugar. And this is what I mean. I could have some cookies at home, a ton of ice cream, maybe even some candy bars. But if I go in the store and I see something that I don't have, I want to get it. Even though I'm not gonna eat the whole thing. I want, you know, it's just like, I got to get that. I don't have M&Ms. I never had pretzel M&Ms. Ooh, I never had dark chocolate M&Ms, which I never did. And I had them recently and I thought about buying some yesterday, but no. But anyway, here's what's going on. I am planning to go back to my once a week moment starting tomorrow, like do a whole week and then make Sundays my once a week cheat moments again. I'm planning that. I'm hoping that works out. I bought some food to cook. I haven't been cooking. That's another thing. I got kind of lazy and stopped cooking. And I haven't been doing fast food. Still been eating pretty decently. But not been doing what I was doing before. So I'm gonna do that. And I was just thinking about the obsession with sugar. Like, you know, people say, well, you know, fruit is sugar too. It's a, you know, it's a different kind of sugar, but it's still sugar. I know, but I never go into the store and go, man, I got some watermelon at home, and I got some cantaloupe. Oh man, look at those apples. I mean, if I buy fruit, I just buy them. I'm very calm. I go, okay, I need some. I think I mix winter and summer fruits there in that bit. Sorry. And I think the reason they Janet and Aaron texted me today is because Janet told me that last week they had muffins for me, but they didn't think I was home because my door wasn't open. You know, we live in this courtyard, and very often when I'm home, I'll have the door open to get the cross ventilation. But it's been so warm that I've got the air conditioner on, so I've got the door closed. So, I think I made fun of her for not taking that into consideration. You know, I said something like, "Well, have you heard of knocking on my door, or have you heard of calling or texting?" Anyway, so that's that. So I'm hoping to get my food back more on track. I'm going to mess around a little bit more with sugar today because I got to mess around with my sugar, man. And I was listening to an interview. You know, there's so many different diets, and I don't believe in diets. I believe in just in lifestyle changes. That's what works. You got to change your lifestyle to whatever is comfortable for you. It's going to work. But if you try to make it, like, whenever I'm trying to make it a diet, then it gets kind of, it sets you up to fail. And I was listening to this doctor who, and I've tried tons of diets, tons being the key word. I heard this doctor on this interview, and he's got a book out called The Starch Diet. Now, remember Atkins? And he was completely anti-starch, anti-carbohydrates. You know, his thing was have a cheese omelet with salami and steak, and you're going to lose weight, but good luck moving your bowels. I mean, please, there's no fiber in any of that stuff. Because I did the Atkins diet, and I did lose weight, but I didn't maintain it. It just seemed like it was like a setup. You know, you're just eating this way, and you're eating, and it's good for a while, and then you go, screw it, I need a lot of donuts now, I need a lot, and not just, you know. See, no, I can have a donut. I can taste. The other day, I tasted a donut, and I didn't like it, and I didn't eat it. I threw it away. Okay? Okay? But in the old days, I would eat the whole donut and gotten more. So this guy's doctor's got this thing called the starch diet, and he's claiming that if you eat starch, and he's not saying, like, processed food, but, like, potatoes, he's saying, like, corn, that you can lose weight. And he said he even did some kind of weird study where he gave some overweight people 12 pieces of white bread a day, and they lost weight. And I have one thing to say. I had one thing, like the thought that popped into my mind when he said that, is that you are a damn liar. Because there is no way, if I ate 12 pieces of bread a day, I wouldn't be able to fit outside to get through the door of my apartment, okay? So I was going to get this guy's book, and then I got pissed off hearing about the 12 pieces of bread, you know. And I'm just like, you know what? Whatever. I know what works. I basically know what works for me. You know, it's being mindful and diligent. You know, I mean, I will have some potatoes. I won't. You know, I will have some yams. I will have some pasta. I will have some brown rice, whatever, white rice. But I'm very mindful, you know, and I eat a lot of vegetables. Vegetables, as my grandma used to say, vegetables, and that's that. So I don't know if any of that is amusing or funny, but I simply don't care. My point today is to just put out the product, put out the podcast, get it out there. If it's boring, hey, so be it. So be it, everybody. Okay. Last week I talked about something I was tired of. I forgot exactly what was it I was tired of last week. Let me see if I can see what I was tired of last week. Oh, maybe about hearing about the iPhone. This could become a theme of my podcast. is things I'm tired of. You know what I'm tired of now? It hit me this week is those photos of pets or animals. Doesn't have to be pets, but animals that are photoshopped to make them look like they're doing something human, like a like a cat sitting like a human or a dog on a telephone, and it's just like, you know, it's I don't know. I'm just tired of it. It's not amusing to me. Stop it, you crazy Facebook people. There's only, mostly on Facebook you see this. I have a friend of mine, an old friend of mine who's a comedian, was down in Mexico. Maybe he was doing a gig or something, and he put up a little film of he was actually feeding a baby, I think a baby jaguar or a baby cub. I don't know, if, you know, how you get to do that, but he had this, and this I liked, you know, this was great. He had the animal in his, you know, he was cradling the animal. And he had like a baby bottle, I guess, of milk or something, and just was feeding this animal. And now that I like, you know, that I actually like. And so, you know, so that I did. Yeah. That I like. I'm saying I like it. But enough with the other stuff. And speaking of Facebook, I got a bone of contention. A bone to pick with Facebook. They just switched me to this timeline without me asking, without me inquiring, without me suggesting. They just take my profile and they just put it into this timeline thing. I don't know what the point of this is. I just don't get it. When you had in the old way that I had my profile, if I wanted to look up friends, like you could look them up alphabetically. Now it's all out of sync. And I guess maybe it's the timeline of how you got your friends. I don't know. It's getting to the point where I don't know, even know how much this Facebook thing means anymore to me. It doesn't mean that much to me. No, I like it for some things. I've connected with some good people. But I get I would say 85% of the alerts I get have nothing to do with me. They're just people that want me to like their page. They're people that want me. They don't even know me. They want to put my birthday in their birthday calendar thing. It's just like, stop it. You know, shut up. Inviting me to shows, and then I'm 3,000 miles away. You know, my favorite thing on Facebook, or one of my favorite things, is when you get warned, like when somebody's, you know, challenges you to repost something that means something to them. You know, they say, I want to see how many of my friends will repost this, and I'll be watching. Oh, you'll be watching? Oh, that's great. You know what? Go watch this, okay? Watch this, because I'm going to hit the unfriend button, because I couldn't care less. I mean, who's got the time to worry about people posting or unposting? You know, I'll tell you who that does. People who don't have jobs, I guess, and don't have to work. And that's nothing against people who don't have to work. You know, God bless. If you don't have to work, that's fine. But, you know, and even if you don't have to work, maybe you want to work. You know, like Jerry Seinfeld's got this great new web series. Obviously, he doesn't have to work, but he's putting this out, and it's really funny, and it's great. The one episode I saw, he's not doing that. I'm sure he's not threatening people with a posting. I'll be watching. That's what I'll be doing. Why shall I be watching? That's a terrible, terrible Seinfeld. Let's see. What else? Okay. I called my bank to find out about, I had a question for my debit card. And, you know, when you call the bank up, you gotta give them all, they always want the robot, you know, computer voice. They want all the information that they can, and then before they'll even, you know, pass you to a live person. And my bank does a very... A funny thing is that they'll ask you if you want to speak to a live person. You'll say yes, and then they'll mess with you by not giving you to the person. They'll make you keep, you know, putting in information. Anyway, I didn't want to put any information in because I find out with some, like my bank, if you don't put in the information, you just kind of just put in whatever, you know, hit one button. After about 3-4 prompts, they're going to go, okay, well, I guess we better send you to a live person. And I just had a general, I had a general question. I wasn't looking for a specific thing. I just wanted to know, like, how long it takes generally for if you do this thing and you're switching something into your account. Generally speaking, how long could it take? Didn't have to, you know, so it didn't really need my information. So the girl, but the girl gets on and right away she goes, you know, thank you for calling the bank. Please give me your 87-digit, you know, bank account number. And I said, listen, I just have a kind of a general question. So I don't, it's nothing to do with my account. I mean, per se. I mean, it's just a general question. So it's not like I'm going to be, anyway, could you just answer this question for me and I don't have to give you any information. And she was just like, you could hear the paranoia in her voice, like, oh, what's this guy up to? What's he trying to pull? She goes, okay, well, I'll see if I can do that. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that's something I'll be able to do. So, but I asked her, and she was able to give me an answer. You know, turned out the answer was like within 48 hours. That was the answer. And then I said, okay, thank you very much. And then, of course, she's got to go, thank you for calling the bank of the da-da-da-da. You know, again, why do they make people do that? It's so annoying. Thank you for telling me. Who else was I going to call? I had a question for that bank. What am I going to call, the grocery store? Thank you for calling. I just hate that fake politeness, fake courtesy, fake manners. Ooh, it sounds like a punk band. Ah, with fake manners. With fake manners from England. Okay. All right. Anyway, I think we're coming up on the last but not least portion of our podcast here. This involves my go-to supermarket, the place I go to for most of my shopping, food shopping needs. You know, I went there this week, and I think I told you about this, I think maybe 10 podcasts back, I talked about one of the managers there. He's got a little bit of a drinking problem. He's got kind of a buddy of mine, and we were Facebook friends, and then he wrote something really stupid on my wall, and I know what happened. You know, it was 2-3 in the morning. He was all drunk and probably in a blackout. And he wrote, so I deleted the comment and then I unfriended him. And he didn't find out until about a couple months later because I never said anything to him. I just kept acting normal. And then one day he asked me, hey, did you defriend me, unfriend me on Facebook? And I told him, yeah. And he was embarrassed. But now he thinks it's hilarious. He tells everybody, hey, you know, Al and I were friends. Al, tell him why we're not friends on Facebook. And it's just like, well, it's because, you see this guy here? He's a hopeless alcoholic, and he's kidding himself, thinking that he can handle his alcohol. Yes, he's a young man. He's still fairly young. He's under 30. But he's already at a point where, you can just tell. The guy is, you know, and he's one of these kind of guys. But think about him. I think I might have talked about this before, where he was telling me one day, like, he kept saying, I know I didn't have a problem with alcohol when I could, you know, do this. Or I knew I didn't have a problem with alcohol when I could do that. And I said, you know, let me tell you something, buddy. People who don't have a problem with alcohol, they don't have to even utter the phrase, I knew I didn't have a problem. You see, you're just trying to convince yourself. And I say, you know, whatever. If you can handle it, fine. But you're not going to be my Facebook friend. Okay, my friend? Okay, my friend. Facebook friend, my friend. Doing my Armenian impression. So that's that. And then I had an interesting encounter. I met this woman. I was talking to one of the employees, and then she kind of started laughing. And I said, "Hey, are you laughing at me?" She goes, "No, I'm just smiling at you." You know, she was kind of an attractive woman, and she goes, "I'm just smiling." We made eye contact, and I go, okay, cool. And then it turns out that she was born in Iraq, but she lived in Denmark or something. I don't know. She grew up there. And I got this thing where people have tattoos. I always have to find out What does that tattoo mean? She had a tattoo with a woman with like an AK-47. You know, I mean, I was getting nervous. She's from Iraq. She's got a tattoo with a woman on her shoulder, AK-47. And she told me that her mom was part of a resistance movement, like, that resisted, that fought against Saddam Hussein. And she was the only woman, or the first woman, you know, something like that, maybe the first woman. And so in honor of her mother, who's still alive, you know, who lives in Denmark or something, she put that, and I thought, that man, that's pretty amazing, right? A woman with an AK-47? Can it get any hotter than that? Jeez. I mean, I like strong women, but this is crazy. This is crazy stuff. Then another thing that's been happening is, you know, I'm off work. I usually would go into this supermarket around 10 or so at night when I would come off work, but the gig I was doing is off for the summer. And so, you know, some of the people that work there are used to me coming in at 10. But now I've been coming in much earlier. And one of these guys that works there, this Filipino guy, you know, he goes, "Oh, dude." He was so happy to see me. "Oh, I'm so happy to see you. You don't come anymore at night. And me and the other person, the security guard, we were worried. We did not see you." And I go, "Oh, that's very sweet." I said, "But, you know, I am off work. I'm off work for the summer. So I don't, you know, I was coming from work. And now that I'm not working, I'm coming earlier." "Oh, so nice to see you, sir. Very nice to see you, sir." And then like a couple of days later, I run to the same guy and he goes, "Oh, you're early today." And I, you know, I just think perhaps, you know, although English is his second language, he just didn't really get what I said. And I just said, I'm early. I like to walk in someday. Well, you know, they're always saying you're early today, late today. I like to walk in one time. They just go, "Oh, look at you, right on time." Right on, you know, what happens if you're late? You know, they can start penalizing you. You know, deduct your, you know, take your cookies away from you if you try to buy cookies. Something like that. Anyway, let's see. Oh, and then another thing is this one of the guys that works there, one of the departments, I won't say, nice guy. And I saw him yesterday, and he's waving at me and yawning. And I just like, I said to him, "Dude, could you like stifle the yawn till after you wave? I mean, geez. I mean, what is the message you're saying to me? I'm just so, I am just so bored with you. And I'm so, I don't, I guess he was just comfortable with me. But it just looked funny. He was like, waving and yawning. And the last thing here is in the produce department. You know, some of the people that work in the produce department are great. Like, you can ask them, you know, what's good? Like, you know, they'll tell you, well, you know, the honeydew is fantastic. You know, the melons are great, or strawberries are not that good this season, you know. But some of the guys, the people that work there, they don't know. They don't know or they don't care. And one of the guys I know, I asked him, well, first of all, I asked him a kind of a dumb question. I said, "Hey, what are better, the organic blueberries or the regular blueberries?" I meant in taste, in terms of taste. And he goes, "Well, organic, no pesticide." And I go, "Yeah, you're right. Okay, that was kind of a dumb question. Okay, I apologize for that." And then I said to him, "Hey, by the way, how is the honeydew?" And he goes, "The honeydew? The honey is dew. You do the honey. The honey, it do the honeydew." And I go, this guy's like doing a bit with me. And I go, "You're very funny. I'm just trying to figure out." He goes, "It's in season." And I go, "Okay, fair enough, sir, fair enough." And one of the customers, a woman, a pregnant woman, very pregnant woman, she walked by and she goes, you guys are like a comedy team. Yeah, comedy team. Work in the produce department. Alrighty, okay. All right, I think we've kind of put this podcast to bed. I hope you enjoyed it today. I want to thank everybody who listens to this podcast. And, you know, I did put in a call to that woman to help me get into the iTunes store. I never heard from her, so I may try one more time. Maybe she doesn't want to help me. Maybe she can't help me. Maybe she wants to help me, but she's been taken hostage by another podcast. No, I don't know. I'll figure this out at some point. That's that. I guess thank you so much again for listening. And until next time, this is Al Berman live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.